Okay, when the theme starts, you're on the air.
Gentlemen, tonight on the Lost Discs radio show, and it's going to be this kind of action all for the next hour here on WBCQ out of Monticello, Maine, USA. At least that's what the ID says. Top of the hour. Hey, this is Jimmy Knight here with you. It's April 29th of 2005, and Dr. Doug Brown is on board with you. Go ahead, Doc. Prove it.
Yep, that's me over here in my chair.
Yeah, we've done some interior decorating here in the studio now, and we've got a different chair for Doc. And are you bitter about that, or what's the matter?
No, it's just it's new and different.
Doc, it's new and improved is what it is.
Well, I'll be the judge of that.
All right. Well, let us know as the night goes on how that new chair there, Doc, treats you and your flaming hoop, which you were complaining about there about a month ago.
That's right. I left my donut in the car.
Hey, tonight on the show, this is going to be very exciting for all you people that are hanging out listening to this program, maybe. And part of the reason is because, now look, we all know about the Cameo Records label, right, Doc? You with me?
Yeah.
Okay, back in the late 50s, you know, the Cameo record label hit the scene in like 1957. And all the way there through the 60s, they had, well, for instance, they had Chubby Checker. Okay, all those records you hear by Chubby Checker.
Chubby Checker?
I'll be starting the show over in a minute when I can speak better. No, Chubby Checker, you know, the Twist, the guy that had the hit with the Twist. And Bobby Rydell, and hey, even Question Mark and the Mysterians, man.
Yeah.
These are all guys who had big hits on the Cameo Records label, and they also had a smaller division called the Parkway label. Sometimes it came out as the Cameo Parkway Records label. And as a matter of fact, Bob Seger had a couple of records that were put out on the Cameo Parkway label back in the mid-late 60s that he could never hit with. This is, you know, before he became some big classic rock guy there in the 70s.
Like a rock.
So what happens is some guy gets controlling interest of the Cameo Parkway label. And about 20 years ago there, when things started getting reissued on CD, nothing from the Cameo Parkway catalog was allowed to be issued on CD. That is true to this very day.
Was that their demise? Like,
no, they the record label actually went out of business around 1969.
Oh.
Okay,
why? And
because they got taken over by Alan Klein. Now, why is that exciting? Why do we know the name Alan Klein?
I don't know. I give up.
Because some people refer to him as Alan D. Klein, because he was the guy that took over. Yes, he's the guy that took over the Apple Records label for the Beatles and essentially financially ran it into the ground.
And he did the same thing with Cameo Parkway.
And he did the same thing about the same time with the Cameo Parkway label, and then he regained, well, he gained and kept the hold of controlling interest of the label then for all those years, and for whatever reasons would not reissue or allow any selling or issuing and reissuing of the material that had been recorded for that label.
I think he was a genius.
So what happened was, apparently, I don't know all the details, and frankly, nobody really cares about the details, but somewhere in the past year, there have been some court settlements which now are allowing the material from the Cameo Parkway label to be released on CD for the first time ever. Now, why is that exciting? Well, first of all, because all of those audiophile collectors of the oldies and stuff out there have been committing suicide and going crazy over the past 20 years for the fact that they can't get this stuff on CD. But now it's coming out in a 4-CD box set. But, Doc, this box set of the Cameo Parkway label is not coming out for about another 2 weeks. So here's what we're going to do. See, we're going to beat them to the punch. And we're going to stick it to the man. In the meantime, I happened to look on Amazon.com and a couple of other sites there during the past week to find out what exactly is the track listing for this fantastic 4-CD set, right? And I kind of looked at the stuff, and for the most part, of course, it's all of the hits, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the hits that you remember. It's the twist. And it's 96 Tears by Question Mark and the Mysterians. It's all of the hits because you got to keep the kids happy. You know, it's Don't Hang Up by the Orlans, stuff like that, okay? You got to keep the people happy and give them what they want. And we know that what the people want is the same 123 old oldies over and over, like 5 days a week. Maybe an occasional break on the weekends, okay? So what we figure is we're going to play as much stuff in the next hour as we can from the Cameo Parkway Records label that is not going to be included on that gosh darned box set. We're going to give you all the B-sides and the rarities that they're still not going to re-release on CD. Are you on board with me, Doc?
Oh, yeah.
He's on board.
I think that really follows with the philosophy here of Lost Discs Radio. I really applaud you at your foresight.
All right. So we're going to do it, and we're going to beat them to it. Let's do it tonight. Let's kick it off with the Gainers. Yeah, man, you gotta dig this action tonight because it's gonna rock tonight on Lost Discs Radio. Let's walk, talk, do the rock and roll. Let's hop, slop, and do the stroll. Let's walk, talk, do the rock and roll. The joy's gonna rock tonight. Let's walk, talk, do the rock and roll. Let's hop, slop, and do the stroll. Let's walk, talk, do the rock and roll. The joy's gonna rock tonight. Well, Pa's not jumping at the mama's bar. The mama was dancing on the edge of the car. The party went on, but the crowd didn't mix. Till they all got together and they got fixed. So let's walk, talk, do the rock and roll. So let's hop, slop, and do the stroll. So let's walk, talk, do the rock and roll. The joy's gonna rock tonight.
Meal the family will really enjoy? Of course not.
Lost Discs Radio.
The police department and your sheriff's office are doing their best to stop it.
Come on, join in. Don't you want, you want to be the kid in the background that goes, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the story. The Story Sisters, of course, off the Cameo Records label.
Not
out of 1958. Huh?
Not to be confused with the Scissor Sisters.
Yes. We'll get onto that in the After Hours show, Doc. Don't worry. Tonight on the Lost Discs Radio Show, spinning all the obscurities from the Cameo and or Cameo Parkway Records label. Guaranteed, the stuff that's not going to turn up on that 4-CD boxed set that's coming out next month. Here we are live tonight on April 29th of 2005. If you want to be in contact with us and just help us stick it to the man. You could get on the email. You'd have to get on your computer, though. That's the only way you can do email these days. And it goes Lost Discs. No, what is the email? It's Lost. Oh, brother. It's Lost. at WBCQ.us. And we'll check in with you. That last record, of course, was the flip side of kind of an obscure record itself that they rarely play, called Bad Motorcycle. You know, boom, 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 and the whole thing of it. And before that, of course, it was the Gainers with We're Gonna Rock Tonight, Man. And you don't even know the A side of that one, let alone the B side. But we'll spin it for you here now. We'll spin it for you here in the Lost Discs Radio Show. We're gonna keep it going here because we have a really long medley coming up next. Like I had said before, the Cameo Records label was the headquarters for Chubby Checker and Bobby Rydell, among others. And Chubby Checker and Bobby Rydell put out an album together. You know, it was sort of like Ebony and Ivory living together on my piano keyboard, oh Lord. They were doing it like 20 years before Paul McCartney and what's his ass? Who did that with McCartney?
Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder, see? You know, before he got mixed up with who's his ass?
Eddie Murphy.
No. The other who's-es. You know, the guy that licks kids' heads.
Michael Jackson?
Yeah. He had a record with Jackson, too. Well, anyway, before Paul McCartney was doing it with all those you know, African-American types, so was Bobby Rydell. He's doing it with Chubby Checker. And they put out this whole album together. And what they do, at one point on the album, they take an entire 7 minutes worth of this one side of this album to sing each other's songs, okay, in this massive medley where, like, Bobby Rydell sings The Twist and Chubby Checker sings, well, whatever the hell Bobby Rydell did, you know, High School USA or Wild One or whatever they're singing. So here we go. It's going to be a little bit square, I'm sorry, but we better just, you know, we'll get this out of the way early in the show here, folks. In the meantime, we will look for your emails. It's, again, give it to him, Doc.
Lost at WBCQ.us.
Yeah, so get him in. You got a good 7 minutes now of Squaresville action that you can kind of...
Yeah, I want all my peeps to email in.
Yeah, that's right.
Lost at WBCQ.us. Email us in with some requests. Let us know if you're listening or
yeah,
not.
Yeah, let us know if you're digging this Cameo Records label action. If you're getting us tonight live on April 29th, 2005. And, well, here comes a little bit of action, man, from those Ebony and Ivory guys.
Bobby, remember when we both started out?
Yeah, Chubby, hanging around the studio till we both got lucky.
You know, I was on your first hit, Kissing Time. I was one of the hand clappers.
Yeah, I remember that. And I was one of the chipmunks on your first record, The Clash.
You had a lot of hits since then.
Yeah.
Your hits. I wish I had your hits. We'd have a long, long line.
Bobby, I wish I could have sung.
What's that, Johnny?
You can sit in Cleveland.
Oh, yeah.
Kansas City, too. They're wailing in Wildwood, back in Waterloo. They're smooching all over, even in St. Louis. So, baby, get ready.
Oh, yeah.
I'm kissing you. Cause summertime is kissing time. USA.
Come on, baby, let's do the
'cause you got one lucky fella.
record was strictly Squaresville.
Heaven forbid, I'm not married yet, no.
Then you're not secretly married to Chubby Checker.
I'm not married to Chubby Checker. I do not go with Chubby Checker. I might date him once in a while.
I'll bet you get a lot of kidding, don't you?
They tease me about Chubby, that's about all.
I got a dog who loves me and a woman who don't. I got a dog who loves me and a woman who don't. Who wants a dog to love me when my woman won't? My little dog eats horse meat and my woman eats steak. My little dog eats horse meat and my woman eats steak. Yet she treats me lower than a rattlesnake. I ought to change my mind like a wise man would. Treat my woman bad and my hound dog good. Maybe then she'd love me like she should. I got a dog who loves me and a woman who don't. I got a dog who loves me and a woman who don't. Who wants a dog to love me when my woman won't? So she can run about. I ought to feed a dog food that will dare to shout. She's gonna lose a good man if she don't watch out. I ought to tame that dame like I tame my pooch. Make her learn to smooch like my poochie smooch. Oh my, then I'd do the hoochie cooch. I got a dog who loves me and a woman who don't. I got a dog who loves me and a woman who don't. Who wants a dog to love me when my woman won't? Oh.
Yeah, man. That's the man himself, Timmy Oh Yeah Rogers, out of 1957. It's the B-side to his only thing that ever made the charts. It's I've Got a Dog Who Loves Me, and you know who don't there. Off the Cameo Records label, man, spinning it for you. Before that, it was Chubby Checker and Bobby Rydell singing it together, side by side on my piano keyboard, oh Lord. Spinning the vinyl off the Cameo Records LP with their little medley of your hits and mine. And where else are you going to spin that stuff? Where else are you going to hear it, Doc? Come on.
Yeah, probably nowhere else. Unless you're in the little old dumpy record store and the owner happens to be playing it while you're in there.
That's right. And, and that's the magic of being in those old vinyl shops, man. Right. And that's the magic that's going on here tonight. Once again,
so do you think? Here's my question.
Yeah,
for
what?
You about this.
Go ahead. I'll answer anything, Doc.
You've got this Cameo Records label, right? Upstart,
yeah.
And then it starts doing good. It gets a few artists, you know.
Yeah.
And then you get this guy Decline come in and take over.
Yeah,
right?
Alan Klein.
So, like,
yeah.
What's the difference between the Cameo, let's say, and like a, you know, Motown or a, you know, Atlantic Records or, you know, like one of those records companies that actually did make it. Like, could Cameo have done that? Was the quality of the artists that good?
Appearance.
Yeah, it was like they were there just kind of hanging out and then they just left. Is that what it is?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
I have no idea what you just said because
I know.
Reading an email. What?
Maybe if someone else out there is more knowledgeable than Jimmy Knight.
Maybe someone else conversation is a part of the show. If you got a microphone and
I'm just wondering. The Cameo Parkway label.
I didn't hear anything he said because I was reading an email.
All right.
Which would be right now. You would. Clock's ticking. They got songs to play.
It's like cameo appearances in the movie.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, they just show up for a while and then they leave. They're famous for a second.
But they were hot, though. They were pretty hot. Thought they were.
They thought they were big stuff.
Who's the guy? Barry Gordy, right? Isn't he the big Motown guy?
Yeah, Barry Gordy.
Like, he's the antithesis of this Decline guy. You know what I mean? Like, he built an empire out of a small record label.
Yeah.
You know? Like, the Cameo, they
very successful.
They could have been that.
Cameo could have been, like, the Motown of the Philadelphia white scene, man.
Oh, that's what it was. How was Chubby Checker on
that? Oh, they had some black. Well, Timmy Oh Yeah Rogers was a black guy, so.
You see, now you're putting it in perspective here. There was a lot of racial tension down in Philadelphia
that's
in
these
right. times.
That's right. This is a Philadelphia
Bobby
label.
Bobby Rydell and Chubby Checker thing might have been a real sign of the times. Like, this might have been a real, like, a, you know, like smoking the peace pipe kind of thing.
City of brotherly love.
That's an interesting thing. I hadn't really considered that.
A lot of racial tensions in Philadelphia back in the 60s. Yeah, it could have. Like, bad.
That whole Bobby Rydell,
Black
Chubby
Panthers,
Checker thing.
Right? Black Panthers were big,
right.
real big in Philadelphia.
That could have led to some riots, for all we know.
Right, so that means Chubby Checker and Bobby Rydell are just trying to keep the peace, you know? Why can't we all just get along?
That's right. That's right. Chubby Checker was the Rodney King of his day, man.
and Bobby Rydell was the Reginald Denny of his day.
Yeah, right. Oh, hey, just email just coming in now from Cosmic Debris. He's digging that action. And Jane, his sidekick there, we'll just call her a sidekick. Jane, his wife, referring to the, she's actually kind of digging that Squaresville action. That's okay. We dig it too. Unfortunately, we don't like to admit it, but why else the hell would we play it, folks? By the way, here's something coming up next that's very, very interesting. It happens rarely in pop rock history. This is the case where right now we're going to spin, and by the way, everything tonight comes off of original vinyl, 45s mainly, in one case it was an LP. And we're going to spin now the A side of a record. This may be one of the only A sides we're playing tonight, but the reason is because this is a song by the Orlans, which was intended as the A side, but did not get picked up for airplay back in 1962 when it came out. Excuse me. The flip side of this record, everybody knows, because it's that tune about don't hang up.
The phone company uses it.
Don't hang up. Everybody knows that song about don't hang up, you know.